Now, I will want to highlight the workshop's major successes. There were a number of resolutions which have already been sent to the government of Zimbabwe. This has been sent to our visiting ISCC, VLP, lecturers, so that they can be shared within the AFCC, the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry, and the global body, the IFCC. There have been a number of news in the media since the 16th of June. Starting off with the news was www.spectralhealth.co.uk, run by the diaspora wing of the ZABC Laboratory Medicine, and the AFCC, Africa.org, and the IFCC.org website. There was also www on the news of the south.com news, which highlighted the launch of the AFCC Radio Africa and the celebrations we were having in the first anniversary celebration of the ZACB Journal, which was 1 year old, called the Journal of Biomedical Science and Public Health. The request of e-news is continuing. At the moment, Professor Howard is on an article for the news magazines called Testimonials, and has been highlighted in the local media, including our workshop in the Herald website, .co.zw. All these news media presentations assist to enhance health education promotion, which nutritional medicine really requires. And as the workshop progressed, the major highlights were that we continue to technically advise the Zimbabwe government in the plans on one health concept of level 4 laboratory development in Zimbabwe, following some of these deadly Ebola and Zika viruses, which are a global concern. We are also going to promote the newly launched AFCC Africa Radio that is spearheaded by the Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine from Zimbabwe. And also, this will be a very important factor in the development of laboratory telemedicine in Africa. The education of the community, particularly knowing that we need to promote the three C's in all our communities, nationally, internationally, continentally, that we need to communicate, coordinate, and cooperate in a multidisciplinary teams, which are more effective in dealing with the integration of micronutrients in clinical medicine. We are going to continue as a benefit in terms of health promotional education to continue educating the community on the health benefits from available local fresh fruits and vegetables and foods in Zimbabwe and in Africa in general. The other resolution was harmonization of interpretation of clinical laboratory results across Zimbabwe, across the 140 laboratories, so that the clinicians, who are our major stakeholders, can interpret laboratory results easily. Interpretation and collaboration of clinical disciplines across the medical disciplines, which include pathology, medicine, community medicine, pediatrics, obs and gynecology, pharmacy, nursing, and nutritional discipline was highlighted. And all these are major contribution, which the 14th Annual National Nutritional Medicine Workshop held in Harare highlighted, which I wish to share with you today as we publicly announce to the world, the global IFCC family, the AFCC Africa family, and the Zimbabwe Association of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, that Africa has a new medical laboratory science radio station, which I hope the whole Africa is beating its magnificent drums in celebrating with this first interview. I thank you, El Microscopio, for giving me this opportunity as the Secretary of the African Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine with my President, Dr. Okeshina, celebrating AFCC Africa Radio. Good afternoon, Belen.
Thank you very much, Ilda, for this very complete report on the Congress. And thank you very much for choosing El Microscopio to share the news about laboratory medicine in Africa. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Belen, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Ilda. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.